the dreamer boy. There was this boy who actually was born into a family of 7 kids. The dad never went to school, but he actually did everything to make sure that he could provide for his family. He was a very hardworking dad. He most of the time is not always at home, but he makes sure that everything his kids or his family would need, he was able to provide for them. Out of the 7 kids he had, there was one who was very special. This boy had a dream, and he's always been dreaming since he was a baby boy. He has been dreaming, he's different. Growing up, he has been someone you can actually say is different from every other kid. But one day, this boy actually was 6 years old, and it was the first time in his life he actually went far from the family. This boy actually went away with a masquerade, because at that time there was a masquerade festival in Africa. And this masquerade came to their house, to the compound, and there was a lot of people going around with the masquerade. And when the masquerade was leaving, this dreamer boy went with the masquerade. The parent actually didn't know that he was not even around. They never even felt him not being around of them. So suddenly, the mom called out his son, and he couldn't find him. He had to now start looking here and there, ether and scatter for him. He was looking ether and scatter for him to find his son. But one day, someone saw the boy going with the masquerade in a very long distance from where he used to live. And this person called out his name and said, "Hey, boy, dreamer boy, where have you been? They've been looking for you." And the boy didn't even realize he has actually walked a lot of kilometers away from his house, from his home. And when the boy realized that, he was shocked. He cried out. And this stranger took him to go and see his family. This boy, ever since then, has been on a very close watch by his mom. The boy is very intelligent. The boy is very brilliant. The boy is very, 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 very intelligent and brilliant, to the extent that the mom and people around them knew that the boy is just intelligent. So what do? They always observe him. They always look after him. They always look at him where he is at the moment. Oh, okay. I'm from Paris.
Really?
Yes.
That sounds awesome.
Oh, have you been to Paris before?
I've never been, but something tells me I'm going to go there very soon.
Oh, yeah?
Absolutely.
That would be nice.
That would be very, very nice.
Uh-huh. So.
So.
What do you want to talk about? Online dating? What do you think about it?
You know, to be honest, when it comes to online dating, I think it just happens to do with your with who you are as a person. You know, I think people should try different areas of dating, not just online. You know, it all depends on your preference. But when it comes to online dating, my thing is be careful. You be mindful. But I don't think people have true intentions when they do online dating. That's just my take on that.
Have you ever dated someone online before?
What? What? Yeah, it's a hot, ever since I got back to Texas, it's been a hot mess.
It's been what?
It's been a hot mess.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
there's nobody, you couldn't find someone or something?
I think they all reading from the same book or something. It just,
oh yeah,
it's just been, it, I don't know, maybe it's not my time, maybe it was just, you know, maybe it's meant for me to meet those people, you know, go out on a date with them, see, you know, you see if our chemistry, you mm-hmm. know, was there, or see if anything was there. I think that's what the whole part of it is. You know, you got to see who you match with. You know, you got to mm-hmm. see who you are, you know, attracted to. Those things matter. You know, just because you're meeting them online doesn't mean that, you know, they're going to be that same person when you jump, when you see them.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that.
So have you online dated where you are?
Actually, yes, but it was a long distance dating. I was dating someone from New York.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so I actually went to New York and we met, and it was all right, but the distance was too far for both of us, and our walking time. Yeah.
Yeah, that's important too.
Yeah, and the hours, our hours was not like, it was not colliding together, you know?
Right.
So we had to like put an end to that. And again, I dated someone last year from Toronto, Canada,
mm-hmm.
and I actually moved there for a couple of months, you know.
Oh wow!
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I find out that the lifestyle she was living was not what I was actually looking for, you know. So I had to put an end to that.
Oh wow! Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you tried it. It's all it is a try.
Yeah.
You never know. It's like a box of chocolate. You never know.
You never know. Yeah.
So you got to try, you know.
Yeah.
Trying and succeeding, you know. But, you know, I was, I haven't dated anybody in a while. But, you know, I find myself going out or, you know, just hanging out, just mingling sometimes, just to see, you know, just to be out. Because, you know, like my dad told me, Valencia, nobody's going to come to your front door. I said, you never know. You never know who's going to show up to that door. Why are you going to tell me? There's the mailman. There's the UPS man.
The prince could be last, you know.
You absolutely right about that. You just never know who's going to show up at that door. So, but yeah. So I just, you know, when it comes to that, I just, you know, I just kind of press pause on it. You know, I just, you know, let it marinate a little bit. So I was like, you know, when it's time for me to get back out there, I will. You know, but I'm not going to rush it, so.
No, you don't have to rush it, because that was why I actually tried to move to Canada to, like, you know, get closer a little bit to this person. And I found out I was not going to work out. Then I actually moved back to Paris, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So are you in Paris? Are you in Paris now?
Yeah, I'm in Paris right now.
Shut up. That is just awful. Oh, that's just awful.
Why?
Because I can't wait to come now. When I come, I'm going to try not to gain weight, but I feel that I'm going to gain some weight because I just want to try all types of food. Just food. I just want the food. I'm pretty much probably going to want some tea, you know, I'm going to want some wine. So that was probably at the top of my list.
Yeah, but you should, if you want a good food, you should be able to speak French, you know, because if you don't speak French, trust me, you're gonna be eating burgers, you know. You're gonna have a McDonald's.
I'm not worried about that, because guess what?
Yeah.
My phone has a translator, and anything I put in my phone, I can figure it. Don't get that twisted now. I can figure it out now.
Oh, okay then. Because I got a couple of friends that came over, and I was in Canada at that time, so they couldn't like talk to the waitress, you know. They're like, they were hungry, but they couldn't communicate, you know, communication problem.
Right.
They end up going to McDonald's and eating burgers and fries.
That's their fault. That is their fault, sweetie. There is no way I'm going to go somewhere and not have a translator. I thank God for my phone, because you just never, ever know. So.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure.
But I went to Honduras, and it was so lovely.
Oh, you know, okay.
There and it was, the food was really good. The drinks were even better, but it was a good time. You know, I called myself trying to be flirtatious on the boat, but then I thought about it. I was like, I probably would never, ever see this person again. You know, I'd be trying, but I was like, you know what, V, maybe you just need to sit down somewhere. Maybe you just take a pause for the calls and just let it marry, just let it happen, you know. So,
are you ready for that now?
Am I ready for that now? I can't say that I am, but you know, you just never know.
How old are you?
How old am I? How old do I sound?
35, 42.
Ooh, 35, 42. Who jumps to those types of numbers? Who jumps for me? You said 35 to 42. Let me write that.
Yeah, within that range, you know, within that range, 35, 42.
I am almost 40.
Mm-hmm. So I'm right, right?
You hit it. That's just what made me ask that question. Who would put those numbers together? Who would do that?
Someone who can listen to voice and you can say, who can guess right, you know, because I can hear from your voice. I'm talking to someone matured, you know, not mm-hmm. you know, yeah.
My dog is sitting here looking at me like, who are you talking to? Yankee is looking like, who are you? Who, first of all, who are you talking to?
Tell Yankee it's the priest knocking at the door.
It's the priest is knocking at the door, Yankee. And we're going out on a date. Yes, we are. I know. She got up and started licking me. I think she's happy. Hi, mama. Yeah, so, you know, we all have our different preferences when it comes to, you know, meeting people. Like I said, I'm just on cold ice for right now. So, you know, I'll be when once the I get around the right person, then I know whether it's a go or not.
Then what's the right person for you?
Well, you know, when it comes to chemistry and when it comes to, you know, being compatible at certain things and, you know, establish a relationship, not, you know, based on communication is one thing for first mm-hmm. and foremost. So that I think that is not only is it important, but it is vital. So many people, you know, they give up on relationships and they give up on, you know, certain things based on the fact that there was no communication involved. And I think, you know, sometimes people get together for the wrong reasons. And I think that is a, you know, people get hurt like that. You know, they invest that time, they invest their energy. Who wants to go through that? I don't.
Yeah, but you know, I believe you agree with me that relationship is about sacrifice, right?
First, you are right about that. I agree. You finally said something right today.
So, are you ready to make some sacrifice?
No, I didn't get the green light yet. I have not got it.
No. I mean, like, you looking for that right person. Are you ready? Like, yeah, when the right person come or when I feel like it's right,
you know,
I'm ready to sacrifice.
I feel like, first it should be a friendship. Before mm-hmm. you can ever say, hey, I want to sacrifice this, I want to do this. Or
yeah, for sure.
I feel like, you know, like, say you and I are just having good dialogue and we decide to have dialogue again and again and again. You establish a certain type of relationship, which is important. You know, mm-hmm. those are things that, you know, couples need and, you know, need to understand when it comes to certain relationships. But just having that good friendship, that's where it starts at.
For sure.
Am I right or wrong?
You're right. Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah, good friendship. You know, mm-hmm. you know that. I think everything else falls in place.
So, what kind of wine do you like, red or white?
Oh, you know, I love Cabernet. Cabernet is probably at the top of my list. I got a lot of lists, so Cabernet is at the top of my list. When I was in Atlanta, I had a wine called it was called Writer's Block. It was so good. I could just have a show talking about food. Oh my God.
So you're a foodie.
What? Oh God, I'm surprised my stomach ain't fell to my knees. I am a foodie for real. And it's a sad thing. Everything I say I'm not gonna eat, I eat it.
Oh yeah.
Everything I say I'm not gonna try, I end up trying it.
Then you should come to Paris when I'm around then.
What?
So that I can cook for you.
Don't tempt me now, because
so that I can cook for you. I'm serious.
Well, I don't know.
I'm serious. I can cook for you.
We'll have to see.
You like cheese?
That's my problem. that is the absolute problem.
Yeah, so you love cheese so much.
Oh my God! When I'm cooking for other people, or you know, with friends or family, mm-hmm. I tend to use whatever I'm making. I tend to try to put cheese on it, or you know, even making like a Caesar salad or something like that. Oh my God! Yes, 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 yes. Mm-hmm. Cheese.
So then when you come to Paris, I'm pick some bottle of wine, nice red wine, French good red wine, and some cheese for you. You're going to love it. Trust me.
You're making it sound like it's good.
It's going to be good.
Huh. Mm-hmm. How do you spell your name again?
M-A-T-T. Or you can call me Remy. R-E-M-Y.
I think I like Remy better. That rings in my head. Like,
Remy. And what is yours?
Valencia.
How do you spell that?
V-A-L-E-N-C-I-A, like Valencia, Spain.
Oh, Valencia. Oh, that's...
Yeah, I hope to go there, too. That's another destination I need to go to.
Then maybe when you come to Paris, see the city of love and light, and I should take you to the south of France, then you can, from there, go to Spain.
Now, this is funny that we're supposed to be talking about online dating. Here we are, carrying on a conversation about wine, cheese, and some other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just interesting. So interesting. Oh, you know that we only have, what does it say? We have 12 minutes? No, it's counting up.
Oh, we have about a couple of more minutes. Oh,
yes, you have a couple more minutes left. Now, if you were going to, let's throw this out here. If you were going to approach a lady, and mm-hmm. this is someone that you were interested in, what would you say to her, and how would you say it in French?
Bonjour, mademoiselle.
That's it?
Bonjour, mademoiselle. Comment allez-vous? That's, I'm asking you, how are you doing? Okay. And I'm asking you, est-ce que vous avez sortir avec moi ce soir? Would you like to go out with me tonight? But I wouldn't say that crazy one that everybody in North America knows, like, voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? I wouldn't say that.
Why?
Because that one is nasty. That's what everybody in North America knows. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? It means, do you want to sleep with me tonight?
What?
Uh-huh.
Lisa LaBelle was just being a fast one.
Everybody.
Give me her butt whoop.
Everybody.
I didn't know what that song meant.
Everybody in North America knows that.
Ooh, I'm slow.
They will tell you, voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Once you just tell them I'm French, I'm from Paris, I'm French, you know, they're like, wow, voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Everybody says that. You know?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow,
so
wow.
do you want to talk sometime again?
Sure, we're in the red zone.
Okay, so can I have your digit? Do you mind?
718-600-72-45. And that's a New York number.
All right. So I'm gonna ring you up on this one, okay?
All right, Remy.
All right, thank you ever so, Valencia.
Deuces.
Pleasure talking to you. Cheers.
Likewise.
Bye-bye.
Bye.